Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalayim, Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Lamed Gimel. We are starting right at the beginning of the brand new Perek, and the Vilna source of Daf is on Chaf Amud Beis. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Maris Mirim Sar, Basav Yaakov Maisha, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Hamelech Peres Ma'aseh Sheni, Umakam Ayuk, and Umakam Azol. If someone's taking Ma'aseh Sheni produce from a place where the rate is more expensive to where it's cheaper, Umakam Azol, Umakam Ayuk, or from where it's cheaper to where it's more expensive, Paideu Bashar Makaymai, he redeems it for whatever value it is in the place where he's currently in. Another din, which is quite similar, Hamevi Peres Menagarin La'ir, if he's bringing produce from the threshing floor to the city, kadayayin minagas le'ir, or pitchers or barrels of wine from the press to the city, and the place where he's bringing from is cheaper as opposed to in the city where it's more expensive. You know that when you go to the farmer's market, it's always cheaper than when you buy it in the actual store. So shevach l'sheni, the shevach is for the ma'aser sheni, which once again means you have to be paid it for the more expensive price. And furthermore, v'yitzim beisoy, the expenses come from his house. So for example, if at the press this wine is worth 5 and in the city it's worth 10, he has to redeem it for 10. And furthermore, he can't say, well, it cost me 2 for the transportation from the press to the city. That's the yitzia, the expenses. And so I only have to redeem it for 8. He has to redeem it for the full 10. Now moving on to another din, which happens to be a kula. When he does redeem his ma'aser sheni, based off of whatever the current price is, he does so based off of the cheaper price. And this is what the chenri pays for the produce, not what he sells it for. For example, when a storekeeper buys produce in order to stock his shelves, he's obviously paying less money than what he charges for the produce. And so when a person is redeeming their ma'aser sheni, they do so based off of the price that the chenri buys his produce for and not what he sells it for. And furthermore, if one is exchanging small coins of ma'aser sheni onto one larger one, he does so at the cheaper rate. Which one is that? Like the shulchani, the money changers, pirate, not like he's mitzarif. Namely, when a customer wants small coins in exchange for a sella, that's a larger one, the shulchani would give him fewer. For example, he would only get 100 small coins for that sella, whereas when the customer wants a sella, he has to pay more. For example, 105 coins. And it's the second amount that this fellow changes his copper coins for the silver one. And that's the shara zol, that's a cheaper rate, similar to what we just said regarding the storekeeper paying for his produce, that's less money than what he sells his produce for. Another din, ain't paidin ma'aser sheni achsara. When one is paidin ma'aser sheni, he's not allowed to do so by estimation. It has to be by precise amount, midam, mishkal, or minyan. Lam gim lam beis on top, esher dam of yiduin, the produce he's dealing with has a standard price. Everyone knows how much it costs. Nifdal pi echad, he's paidin based off of the valuation of one person. All he has to do is take a random guy, ask him how much the stuff costs. The fellow tells him, this is the price, this is how much it costs, that's how much he redeems it for. Vesher ain't dam of yiduin, however, if it's something that most people don't know the price, niftal pishloisha, so then he needs 3 people to evaluate his ma'aser sheni, how much it actually costs. Kigan, for example, hayan shekisas, wine which began to sour, uper shirkivu, produce that already started going moldy and bad, umayz shekhliu, and money that rusted, these don't have a standard market value, so he needs to have 3 people evaluating what the actual value is. The Gemara begins by explaining the first case of the Mishnah, ma'aser peres ma'aser sheni v'chulu, and we're specifically going on the case where he brought peres from a place where they're more expensive to a place where they're cheaper. He redeems them at the cheaper value. That's what the Mishnah had said. So Rabbi Yonah clarifies, Loi Amr, this is only said, Ella Hamaylich, only if he happened to have brought them from the more expensive to the cheaper place, so then he redeems them for the cheaper value. Habatchila Aser, but that means L'chatchila, he's not allowed to do it. If he already has Ma'aser Sheni produce in the more expensive place, L'chatchila, he's not allowed to bring them to the cheaper place and redeem them there. And once again, clarifying this, Uva Paris Ma'aser Sheni, this is only with pairs that are already Ma'aser Sheni. Avol Paris Shehin Tavul in the Ma'aser Sheni, but when he has produce, which is Tevel, and did not yet have Ma'aser Sheni designated, so then, afil chatchila mutter, lechatchila, he's allowed to bring the produce from the more expensive place to the cheaper place, then designate the Ma'aser Sheni, and now he could redeem it for the cheaper value. Kadal like the following, Rebbe Havalei Peirin Hacha Uperin BeKusnayon. Rebbe had Peiris over here, and Peiris in a place called Kusnayon, where the produce was very inexpensive, Vahava Kava Ma'aser DeHacha Taman. He established the Ma'aseris of the Peiris that he has here to be in the Peiris that he has over there in Kusnayon, Umafarakloin Beshar DeTaman, and he redeemed them based off of the value over there, which was the cheaper price. So we see that this is okay to do, once again, as long as he didn't have Ma'aser Sheni itself in the more expensive place, he's allowed to take the payers to the cheaper place, then designate them as Ma'aser Sheni, and redeem them for that cheaper value. We continue discussing this. Tanu Yevabrasa, it says, Bein b'yoker v'huzlu, bein b'zoil v'hukru. Whether the market value was more expensive and then it went down, or if it used to be cheap and then the market value went up, he could redeem them based off of the cheaper value. This makes sense if the rate used to be expensive and now it's cheaper, so okay, he could redeem them for a cheaper value because that's the current rate. But bezel v'hukru? Does this make sense? If they used to be cheaper, now they're more expensive, he could redeem them for the cheaper cheaper value, right now they're more expensive. And where answers Shanya he, this case is different. He really could make a trick. He could do this harama and patra from a chaimesh. As we're going to learn in a Mishnah later on, if a person redeems their own Maaser Sheni, he has to add on a chaimesh, a fifth of its value. Whereas if he redeems somebody else's Maaser Sheni, he doesn't have to pay that fifth. And there's a harama, a trick that he could do that even if he's redeeming his own Maaser Sheni, he makes it as if it's somebody else's. And so he doesn't have to add on that fifth. And since he's able to do this trick, lechatchila, and save himself that chaimesh, when he's not doing it and he's just being paid it like regular and adding on a fifth, we allow him to be paid it for the cheaper value that it used to be, because since he's adding on the chaimesh anyway, that's going to make up that par between the original cheaper value and the current more expensive value. The Gemara continues, Tani Beva Braisa, Abba Bar Chilfai Bar Karya Amar, he says as follows, Bamedvar Murim, when was this said? This is going back on the Mishnah, that when he brings produce from the cheaper place to the more expensive place, he has to be paid that Bishar HaYoyker, based off of the more expensive value, because that's where he currently is. That's only Bavadai. When he's dealing with produce, that's 100% Maaser Sheni. Aval B'demai, but if he's dealing with Demai, which is only a Safek, Bein B'yoker V'hozlu, Bein B'zol V'hukru, whether he went from a place that's more expensive to a place that's cheaper, or from a place that's cheaper to more expensive, Meicher B'zol, he redeems it at the cheaper value. And now we ask Lama, why is that? Why is it that when he goes from a cheaper to more expensive place, he's able to be paid it at the cheaper value that it originally came from? Is it Mishum Shenirli Meicher B'zol? Because he once upon a time used to be able to redeem it for the cheaper value, that's when he was in the other place. That's the proper girsa. Or is it because he is able to go back to the original place? He technically could pick himself up and go back to the place where he came from, and it's cheaper over there, and he'd be able to redeem it for that less expensive price over there, and therefore, even though he's here at the more expensive place, he could redeem it for the cheaper value. Which one of the two is it? The Gemara Lama Dalet Amud Aleph on the top asks, what's the difference between the two of these opinions? And the answer is, here's the proper girsa. Let's say in the place where he originally came from, the price had gone up to be the same value as the place where he's currently in. In Tamar, if you're going to say, Mishum Shehu Yachal Azrilim Kaimai, that the reason why he could redeem it for the cheaper value, even though he's currently in the more expensive place, is because he could just go back to the original place where he came from. Well, Hareo Kiru, the price already went up over there, so he can't go back there and redeem it for the cheaper value. It's not cheaper over there. Whereas in Tamar, Mishum Shenirli Machar Bezoil, if you want to say that the reason why he could redeem it for the cheaper value now is because he used to be able to redeem it for the cheaper value when he was back in that other place, Afilu Kain, near El Machar Bezal, then even so, he could redeem it for the cheaper value, even though, once again, in the original place where he came from, the price already rose. Since he used to be able to redeem it for the cheaper value, he could do that now as well. What's the answer? Kadar Rav Chiya Bar Hava Hava Baraymi, Rav Chiya Bar Hava was in Rome, V'chamsin and Nisa, Mefarkin Ilin Nukulusya Dahacha Taman Kishara Dahacha. They were redeeming Nukulusya type of dates that came from here, that came from Eretz Yisrael, and they were in Rome, they were redeeming them based off of their value of over here, of Eretz Yisrael, which is cheaper. And Omar, he said, Man Dohairu Line, who paskin this for you? Chilfai Bar Kervaya, Iri Line, it must be Chilfai Bar Kervaya, the one who you just quoted before. As we see from here, the reason why they're allowed to be redeemed for a cheaper value, even though they're currently in the more expensive place, is because he once upon a time was able to redeem them for the cheaper value when he was back in the original place where he came from, even though the price might have gone up. Because remember, he was in Bavel, and for all they knew, the price in Eretz Yisrael already went up to match the price of Bavel. But nonetheless, they were redeeming it for the cheaper value that it used to be in Eretz Yisrael. So we see it's based off of that reasoning. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.